This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
We talked earlier in the week about the lack of vacations that Americans tend to take. 11 days, I believe, is what that number was, that Americans take, which puts us well behind the rest of the world. But when you are gone, how do you actually get to relax? How do you actually get to unwind, to rejuvenate, and to get ready for that time off? Well, let's bring in somebody who talks about these kind of things with his clients and deals with these kind of things. Vacation time is here for many this summer as Dr. Ivan Meisner joins us again on KDKA, a Pittsburgh native who no longer lives here in this great city, but certainly knows and loves it well. Ivan, it's great to have you back on KDKA with us.
It's great to be back. And you were absolutely correct that I think Americans in particular don't take enough vacation time. I'm the founder of an organization called BNI. We're in 75 countries. The rest of the world is, for the most part, far better at taking vacation time than Americans are.
So let's start with that. We don't take as much as we should. And then when we do, we find ourselves stressed and not able to relax. And maybe it's because we think of all the different things that we can or should have done. What should we do before we go? Is there something, I mean, even like an out of office email, is there something we can do to help us start that wind down process?
Yeah, probably two things. One is you want to talk to somebody that you work with that will be your backstop, that they'll be there to take care of urgent issues while you're gone. So that's the first thing. Find somebody. It could be a peer. It could be an assistant. It's somebody that will step in for you. And you then, of course, step in for them, when and particularly a peer, when they're on vacation. Auto replies. I love auto replies. They are a great tool to let people know you're not around. Would you like to hear two of my actual auto replies?
Absolutely.
Okay, here's one. I'm on vacation, sitting on a remote desert island with no phone or no internet. Okay, I'm actually on a beautiful Caribbean island with rocket fast internet. However, I'm on vacation and I won't be responding to any emails this week. People loved that one.
Yeah.
But I've got one better.
Okay.
Here's the second one. Imagine sitting on a balcony in France, looking out at the Mediterranean Sea with a glass of great wine in my hand. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm on vacation. There's not much chance I'll be getting back to you until I return
that
on
is tremendous.
Such date.
That's tremendous.
It sets the playing field so people understand, hey, this guy's really on vacation. You know, don't get upset if he doesn't respond.
Doesn't it also give you an entree when you get back to have a conversation with those same people?
Oh, it really does.
I mean, you talk about networking all the time. This has got to help with that, right?
It does, because people, that's one of the first things they talk about when I do get back from vacation was, gee, I loved your auto reply. It was hysterical.
Yeah.
And I need to start doing something like that. Or, you know, it starts a conversation. Absolutely.
Does it allow you to start the relaxation ahead of time, meaning you have sort of tempered the expectations of those who are trying to reach out to you, so maybe you don't feel quite so much pressure.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, you're correct. It's the first step. But the second step is that you have to learn how to say no without being a jerk or worse. Mm. And I talk about this in a book I wrote called Who's in Your Room, how to say no without being a jerk. And you do that, you start that by setting the groundwork and letting people know where you're coming from and why you're taking that position. You know, Steve Jobs once said that he was most proud of what Apple said no to than what they said yes to. And this is an example of drawing a line in the sand and saying, hey, I'm going to take time off for me to recharge my batteries, which is so incredibly important if you want to have any kind of what most people call work-life balance. I call it something else.
So this is really kind of setting boundaries, if you will, for your work and protecting your vacation.
Yeah, it is, so that you can recharge your batteries, which, you know, Americans are really bad at. You know, we do business, BNI does business in France and Scandinavia and Spain, Portugal. They know how to take vacations. Hmm. I mean, they get more time than sure. We Americans do, but they use it and they embrace it. And we need to do a better job of taking time off to recharge our batteries.
You talk about networking all the time with BNI and what you do there. Is there a way that you can be on vacation and still be networking and increasing the contacts that you have for business?
Well, look, life in general is an opportunity to network and meet people. But while on vacation, it's really about spending time with your significant other or your family, your children. If you do meet someone while you're on vacation, it's okay to establish a relationship. And when that relationship is established, contact them later. I'll give you an example. I had a penthouse in Galveston for a few years. And I was literally in the jacuzzi and we were talking about the condominium complex. And they asked me where I was and I told them what penthouse. And they said, oh, my goodness, we really want that penthouse. If you ever decide to sell, please contact us. Well, a couple of years later, I decided to sell. Guess who I contacted?
That person.
Them.
Yeah.
They were one of the people that bid on the the condo. They didn't bid high enough, but they were one of the people that pushed the price up. And that came from totally from a vacation, not a real business discussion, but it led to a great opportunity for me.
Dr. Meisner is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written more than 20 books. One of the latest is called Who's in Your Room? The Question That Will Change Your Life. Is there a particular group, Ivan, of folks who is most guilty of thinking about the office when they're supposed to be on vacation? Meaning, is Gen Z more likely to do it? Are the boomers more likely to do it? Or is it somewhere in between?
You know, I think the Gen X and baby boomers are more likely, but here's something that's really important. I think that the great generation would have said the same thing about baby boomers when we were in our 20s. I mean, I think back, you know, you think back to the 60s and 70s. I got into my 20s in the 70s. People thought that young generation was lazy and wasn't willing to work. And I think it's more of an age issue than a generational issue, although there are definite differences in the generations. I'm not sure that a commitment to work is anything new for the Gen Z. I think people felt the same way with baby boomers when I was young.
Final question for you before I let you go. When you get back, we started with before you leave. When you get back, what's the best way to get back into it without feeling like everything you did to relax has been lost because that first day is just is 190 miles an hour?
Yeah. So for me, you know, and this doesn't work for everyone. If you have an assistant, you want them to triage your list. If you don't have an assistant, you triage your list. You've got a lot of things that have, you know, come about while you were gone. Take everything and triage it. What are the most important things to respond to? What are the second most important? What are the third most important in a group? And then tackle them one at a time. And for those people that are in the third most important, but they're but they're contacting you constantly, you communicate with them and you say, hey, got your message. I'm working through my list of things to do. I will get back to you, I promise. And then get back to them.
Right.
That's the key, is let people know you're working on their issue and you will get back to them. By the way, you gotta do like a Scott in Star Trek. Say, hey, look, it's going to take me an hour, but get back in 30 minutes. I mean, you give them a time that's really doable and you do it quicker.
Yeah. So you set an expectation, then you exceed it on your own, and you look good in their eyes because you're prioritizing them. Yeah, good stuff. Ivan, hey, let's not be a stranger. Let's have you back long before a year, okay? Because I think it's been about a year.
I got a new book coming out in about 6 months called The Third Paradigm. I'd love to talk about it.
That sounds awesome. I can't wait to see it, and give me an advanced copy. I might put it on Rick's reading list for a Monday afternoon discussion, all right?
Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks.
Good stuff. Ivan, thank you for joining us here, Dr. Ivan Meisner. And if you'd like to know more about him, well, there's a lot of different ways. Who's in Your Room? Basically, a way that readers can get simple yet genius concept of life being like your room, one where anyone enters basically is trying to assess your level of happiness and trying to get to that point. He is a PhD in organizational behavior. A great guest for us here on KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.